two airborne divisions, American airborne divisions, the 82nd and the 101st, went in the wee hours of D-Day to drop behind enemy lines. And so I went to talk to them, and there's, an iconic photo. Supposedly he's talking about fly fishing with one of the men, but it's still a dramatic photograph, and one that I've been told by Eisenhower family members he always kept on his desk. And so you could see how much that meant to him. But yeah, there it is, right on the cusp of that invasion starting, and so much on the line. Some historians have described the invasion as like a real turning point in history, especially in the 20th century, and how different things would have been if that invasion had failed.